It's an exciting time for students and administrators at Marburn Academy. The private day school caters to students with dyslexia and other learning challenges, and it's seen exponential growth in recent years, so much that they needed a new school. On this day, students are enjoying a paper airplane contest in the school's sparkling new gymnasium. It's right next to the set for the school's drama program and just behind the engineering program where students learn about and build robots. Head of school, Jamie Williamson, says the New Albany building is a far cry from their old location in the Northland area.
We had about 28,000 square feet. We actually had two annexes on the property, each with about three. One had three classrooms, one had four. We had one set of bathrooms kind of central. The building was shaped like an L, essentially. So it had one set of bathrooms in the kind of the center of that L. And so our high school kids had to go to the bathroom with our second graders. You know, and when you're trying to kind of create a freestanding or a high school that feels like a high school, it's hard to have that happen when you are intermixed with elementary school students all day long. In addition to that, like, we had no real science room, we had no real art room, we had no real music room.
Your school caters specifically to students with dyslexia. Uh-huh. How do you describe your school when you're talking to someone else? What kind of education do you specialize in?
We often talk about how we are a school for kids with learning differences. And those learning differences are dyslexia, dysgraphia, dyscalculia, ADHD, executive function. Our kids look and feel just like any other kids in any other building in Central Ohio. We have some kids who are sweetly impulsive at times and who are occasionally hyper and have struggles around reading.
The school's obviously grown a lot. I think it had 12 students when it opened in 1981. Mm-hmm. Is that indicative of this type of education in general? Is it a sign of the times with technology and kids getting diagnosed earlier? How do you explain this school's growth?
That's a really wonderful question. I think that, you know, as we've gotten a lot better at what we do, I think parents and the community at large have seen the value of what we do. I'm a big believer in public education. Public schools do a lot of great things for our kids. We, however, get to serve a very unique niche in that, is that we get to focus really exclusively on what kids' needs are and really work to kind of meet kids where they are and not sort of have to kind of deal with all of the extraneous stuff that goes along with the educational process sometimes. So we get to really kind of focus on what the kids' needs are.
Is there any danger of putting kids in silos and isolating them from other kids who maybe don't have the same challenges as them?
Well, I think that given the work that we do, that's primarily around academic concerns. So, like I said, our kids socially, in many ways, are just like any other kids. And I think the really empowering part of our work here is that our kids get to feel like they're not the only kid in the classroom who has a struggle. So the confidence that it takes to raise your hand in the middle of a classroom and say, I don't know, or I'm not sure I understand this word, or can you help me pronounce this, or what does this mean, takes an incredible amount of courage. And our kids get to experience that safe place to take that risk and raise their hand, and they get to do so in a very supportive environment, and that really gives them some incredible confidence to go out into the world and know that they can.
You have one building on a 17-acre campus right now. What else do you plan to do with the property?
Well, as we grow over the course of the next 5 years, our plan is to get up to about 330. If we have the demand, if the demand gets created that we believe our high school program or our middle school program can grow beyond its capacity, we've designed the building to be able to have another footprint on the other side of our gym that would be a very similar footprint to this. And so it could turn into either an early childhood center, freestanding middle school, or freestanding high school eventually.
Jamie Williamson is the head of school at Marburn Academy. That's a private school for students with reading difficulties and other learning challenges. They've just opened a new campus in New Albany. Mr. Williamson, thanks again.
Absolutely. Thank you.